Peter and the Jailbirds, Chapter 6, Falling. Time passed. Wanda taught them all Sokovian. Peter had a long way to go to catch up to the others, but he tried. He taught them everything he could remember from decathlon practice. Clint taught them ASL. Wanda couldn't participate, but she at least learned how to understand them. Sam taught them about reading wind currents, cooking edible food, and actually managing emotions in a healthy way. Clint was skeptical about the last part, but he tried. Wanda promised to bake them her favorite Sokovian pastries. Sam promised to take them all on a ride, one at a time. Clint promised to let Peter try out his bow as long as Peter didn't aim at him. Peter promised to teach them all how to do basic backflips and somersaults. They were each granted a tiny, pre-blunted pencil and a few sheets of paper per day, if they asked nicely and the guard felt like giving it to them. So Peter wrote letters. Endless, endless letters. To May, Ned, MJ, to Ben, Tony, Karen, Mr. Delmar, to Flash, to Droney, to that really nice lady who'd given him a fresh peach from her fruit stand last week after he'd stopped a car from crashing into it. They drew each other, compared the results, laughed at their sloppy sketches. Wanda looked on in jealousy. They took turns writing down letters she dictated, usually in Sokovian, which none of them could spell in Roman characters, let alone in Sokovian Cyrillic, but the papers were always confiscated and incinerated the next day, so it didn't really matter in the end. No contact would be allowed between the prisoners on the raft and the outside. Ever. As the elevator slammed shut behind Peter and the pair of guards, Sam stretched to his feet and paced towards Wanda's cell. "What's your deal with Peter?" he asked. "What do you mean?" Sam just shot her an unimpressed look. "He reminds you of Pietro," he said. "You know, I really hate it when you..." "You're the telepathic one," Sam said. "You really have no high ground to stand on here. For such a nice guy, you can really be an asshole sometimes." "Yep," Clint said. "You gotta watch out for the nice ones." "Damn right," Sam said. "I'm not telepathic in this... thing," Wanda said, lip curling in disgust. "Anyway, it's Clint's turn to deal with his feelings." "Is not," Clint said. "It's been your turn for the past 3 months," Wanda said. "Look," Sam said, "you've got 4 minutes until Peter comes back from his shower. You want to talk about it or keep avoiding it for another 24 hours while Peter wonders why the hell you act so weird around him." Wanda stared across the prison. Sam sighed. He sat back down on his bed, tapped his pencil stub against the metal handles on the wall, and started up again where he'd left off on his umpteenth letter to Steve. 4 minutes later, the low rumble beneath their feet heralded the rise of the lift coming up from the shower block. "They would have gotten along so well," Wanda said. "They're both stupid, snarky, cocky, hero-complex assholes." Sam looked up at her. "And his aunt is never going to see him again, and I am never going to see Pietro again, and..." Wanda kicked the door of her cell as hard as she could. "I really, really want to break the raft into little shrapnels and leave the guards for the sharks." "Amen," Clint tapped his fist against the cell wall. "Would it help to talk about Pietro with Peter?" Sam asked. The elevators slid open. Peter stumbled back to his cell between the two guards and stood still, jaw clenched, while they uncuffed him and slammed his cell door shut. Clint hastily took out his hearing aids and stepped forward to let the guards cuff him and drag him to the showers. The elevator door clanged shut again. Peter picked up his pencil stub and piece of paper, flipped up to the ceiling, and started to write. "Listen up, spandex butt," Wanda said in Sokovian. "Peter, time to practice. You're months behind these idiots." "I understood about a quarter of that?" "Your name," Wanda said in English. "You mean that you understood your name." "That too." Peter reached down to set the paper and pencil back down on his bed, then sat cross-legged on the ceiling and folded his hands in his lap. "Okay, go. What's the lesson for today?" "Do you have a family?" Peter asked Clint one day after the elevator doors closed behind Sam and the guards. Wanda was still curled up on her bed, eyes closed, hair falling haphazardly over her face. "Or, I don't know, a girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse, lover, person thing?" "Lover, person thing," Clint mused. "Now that's exactly what I'd call her. Perfect." "Good luck with that," Peter laughed. "How'd you guys meet?" "At work. Kind of a hostile takeover situation. I went a little off-book, hired her onto my team, worked out pretty well in the end." "You were a businessman?" "You sound a little surprised, kid." "I am a little surprised. A lot surprised. And very skeptical." "Yeah, you know, I've done a lot of weird jobs in my day. Been in weirder jails, too. With dumber-looking guards," he called. Strike one, a bored voice said over the intercom. And a check mark for Tuesday, Clint beamed at Peter. Peter snorted. Why do you always try to piss off the guards? Try to? I've never been so insulted in my life. Peter cut his eyes at Clint. Nope, Clint said. You're going to have to work on your murder glare, kid. Still need some work. You know, I am getting really tired of being told I'm not intimidating. You should talk to Black Widow. She's the best I've ever seen. Clint's expression turned a little wistful, and Peter rushed to fill the gap. Seriously, Peter said, why do you keep poking the guards? Because it's really fucking satisfying to piss people off. It's my favorite pastime. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm sure that's part of it, but not all. You could just piss us off instead and not risk getting thrown back into, solitary. Clint eyed Peter for a moment. Look, he said at last, people only work here because they're bullies, and bullies like a target. As a straight white adult male of the species, even with the whole shitty hearing thing, I look a lot less target-shaped than the rest of you. So if I can keep you all safe by poking the guards to keep their anger pointed towards me, I'm going to do that. Peter blinked. You know, he said at last, for someone who talks an awful lot about being a dumb jerk, you're really not. Shh, don't spoil it, man. Sooner or later, the guards are gonna snap and punish you for real. Oh, they already have. Plenty of times. Nothing I can't handle. And no, kid, fucking no. I can already see those stupid gears turning in your damn hero head. Don't you even think about it. Too late. I'm thinking about it. No, Clint growled. Absolutely not. Look, solitary's bad, all right? It's really bad and worse for kids, I'll bet. I'm not a kid. You're damn close enough. I'm the only one of you who's enhanced, all right? I can take a lot more punishment than the rest of you can. Shut up, Clint said raggedly. Peter shut up. Another kid already died for me, all right? And he shouldn't have done it either, and there's no way to undo it now, so I just have to live with it and move on. I'm sorry, you don't make me do that again. That would not be doing me a favor. Any of us a favor. Promise me you won't do anything stupid. You know, I'm getting really tired of people saying that to me, too. Maybe it's a sign that you should start listening when people say it. Nah, Peter grinned at Clint slightly maniacally. You know us vigilante types, gotta have someone to save, otherwise I'll go stir crazy. Well, okay, more stir crazy than I already am. God, Clint shook his head, you really are... They both tensed as the elevator doors clanged open. The pair of guards marched Sam back to his cell, roused Wanda with a sharp kick to her shoulder, and dragged her out to her own shower. Sam, Clint asked as the elevator doors slammed shut again, how are we supposed to put up with this kid all day? He's like a goddamn puppy. Puppy? Sam snorted. I'm thinking one of those little chihuahuas, you know the ones, too damn small for their little spandex doggy coats, barking up a tree like they're going to knock it down and show it who's boss. Unbelievable, Peter said and flopped back onto his bench. Peter's eyes snapped open. Wanda's hair rustled against her straight jacket with each steady breath. Clint was quietly practicing his archery stances, aiming at the red light on his cell door. Sam, Peter sat upright. Sam, he said, Sam, wake up. Sam groaned again, a tight, pained sound, nearly inaudible above the creaking of the raft. Sam, Peter flipped off his bed and thumped his cell door. Clint stopped mid-pose and put his hearing aids in, glancing between Peter and Sam. Sam, Peter said again, Wilson, Falcon, come on, man, wake up, you're safe, was on Peter's tongue, same as May and Ned and MJ always said when he was the one shaking in the middle of the night. But they weren't safe now, were they? You're dreaming, Peter said instead. Sam, wake up. Sam shook awake with a strangled gasp and sat up, hands fumbling for something on his chest. His wings, maybe? Hey, man, Peter said, slumping back with relief. Good morning. Sam squinted across the prison floor. Peter realized that it must seem a lot darker to the three of them than it did to him. It's just me, he said. Peter. What am I? Clint said. Chopped liver? What do you have against chopped liver? Wanda asked sleepily. Chopped liver is delicious. You're more like that cabbage soup my mom used to make at the end of the month when money was tight. Anyway, Peter said, it's just us, you know, the circus. You're okay, man. We're on the raft, Sam said, voice hoarse with sleep and nightmares and probably something more. We're so far from okay, I can't even see it from here. Sam, Peter said, unnerved by Sam's sudden lack of his usual calm. Do you want to talk about it? No, Sam said and huddled back under his blanket. Thanks for waking me up. Go back to sleep. Good night. Oh, no you don't, Clint yawned. Time for a taste of your own medicine. Let's talk about feelings. Only as sick as our secrets. What were your other slogans? You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, Peter sighed. Leave him alone, Clint. He flapped, Wanda said. Isn't that the word? The unflappable Sam Wilson just flapped. I mean, he is the Falcon, Clint mused. Makes sense. Guys, Peter groaned. Come on, leave him alone. He jumped back up to his bed and curled up in the thin blanket. The red light on his cell door mocked him. He stuck his tongue out at it and closed his eyes. He keeps falling, Sam whispered. Peter sat up again. Who keeps falling? Steve. Captain America. He keeps jumping, and I keep trying to catch him, and I'm just not fast enough. I'm never fast enough, and he dies. That didn't happen, Clint rapped his knuckles against the wall between his cell and Sam's. You've told us that story how many times now? The way Cap tells it, you caught him like a guardian angel right when he needed you. Sam stared at his hands, shoulders slumped in a tired arc. He just falls, he whispered. Over and over and over, and there's nothing I can do but watch. It's not true, Wanda leaned towards Sam. It's a dream, a nightmare. He's okay, he's far from here, probably bickering with Natasha. One of these days I won't be there, or I won't be able to catch him in time. He'll do something stupid again, try to save someone he can't, and then... Sam shook his head. I'm pretty good at catching people, Peter stepped towards the window of his cell. So's Wanda, I bet. Clint could probably shoot Cap a grappling hook arrow or something. I hear he can do that. Damn right I can, Clint said. You're not alone, Peter pressed. Not anymore. If you can't catch him, we will. And then we'll yell at him for you and tell him not to go jumping off of things. Sam's breath huffed out in a tired laugh. And we'll catch you, too, Peter added. If your wings ever jam or something, we'll be there. Last time my wings jammed, Sam said, was because... I know, Peter's voice cracked. I know. I'm so sorry, and I'm never going to do that again. Ever, I promise you. And when Tony calls? I don't know. I don't know what I'll do, but I'm not going to fight you guys again, and I'm not going into any more battles without knowing exactly what I'm fighting for. Sam met Peter's eyes across the prison floor. I'm not an Avenger, Peter added. I'm not sure I want to be one, but if you want me, if I could help, I could be your ally, friend, comrade, teammate. To his surprise, Sam's lips twitched up towards a smile. Been a long time since I've heard an offer like that. Seriously, Clint said, chopped liver? Come on, man, we joined your team too. 4 months ago, Sam said. Not sure you've noticed, but, you know, a lot's happened since then. Have you heard anything nice out of the guards' mouths? Because if so, I want to know what your secret is. You said that what kept you going was knowing there are people out there who love you, Peter said. But we're here too, if, you know, if you ever want to talk or something. Speak for yourself, Clint said, but he was leaning against the wall between his cell and Sam's. I don't need your guilt, kid, Sam said, or your pity. Good, Peter said. I don't have any pity to give you. I do have a lot of guilt, like at least one fuck ton, probably 3 or 4, but that's mine, all mine. I'm not sharing. Not all yours, Sam said quietly. It's our fault, too. If Cap and I had made everyone sit down and talk instead of punching first and thinking second, we could have kept you safe. Out of here. Out of the fight in Leipzig, too. This is great, Wanda said. This is excellent. Can I join the club? If I hadn't fucked everything up in Lagos and helped Ultron, they would never have brought up the Accords in the first place. Okay, Clint yawned. I'll play. If I had shot Loki on sight instead of letting myself get mind-fucked by him, I wouldn't have helped him bring the Chitauri down and destroy half of New York. Hey, Peter said. Hey, no, stop that. Bad Avengers. This is my guilt party, not yours. I was trying to help Sam feel better. Feel better, Wanda said. What kind of fuckery is that? Never heard of it. Not sure that's going to happen, Sam said. At least, not tonight. I'm sorry, Peter said. I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know how to help. You already did. Sam leaned back against the wall behind his bed and pulled his knees to his chest. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm not really sure what I said. I just... Like I said, Sam said, it's been a while since anyone joined our team. Oh, Peter said. Yeah, Sam said. Good, Peter said. I meant it. Not much I can do in here, but, you know, if I can help, I want to. In the silent darkness, Peter could hear the distant tread of boots on the guard's observation level, the creak of hatches opening on the upper levels, the roar of the wind on the surface of the raft, the quiet shudder of Sam's breath. Well, Sam rasped at last, if you're going to join our band, you better start practicing. Tryouts start tomorrow morning, bright and early. Or, you know, early. Not very bright in here. I mean, Peter said, I can't sing, like, at all. Then tap dance, Clint yawned. On the ceiling, Wanda added. Sam nodded. Sounds about right. Well, Peter said, you've got me there. Tomorrow, huh? Tomorrow, Sam said softly and slid back beneath his blanket and closed his eyes.